Okay, we're going to do chapter 39 this morning. Are you ready to go? You rolling? Okay. I'll start with reading it. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver, the gold, the spices, the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed him not. Then came Isaiah the prophet to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What said these men, and from whence came they to you?" And Hezekiah said, "They are come from a far country to me, from even Babylon." Then said he, "What have they seen in your house?" And Hezekiah answered, "All that is in my house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them." Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the day comes that all that is in your house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from you, which you shall beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, "Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken." He has said, "Moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days." There's a whole bunch of stuff in this little tiny thing. There's some neat things I found in it after many times going through, but they're neat. Now Hezekiah just got through begging for signs, didn't he? And at that time he gets somebody to come and see him. Merodach-Baladan means Marduk has given us sons. And he's the son of Baladan, which means Baal is his lord. Baal represents who? It's a false god, but Baal was like Belial, they used in another place. It's a false god. It was an idol they had. And he was the king of Babylon. And Babylon, the word actually means confusion by mixing. Okay, wouldn't that sound like duality to you when you mix things together? And that's exactly what happens with religion. Even the religion that this country says they were founded on is confusion by mixing. It's called Judeo-Christianity. Judaism, Christianity mixed together. We got a problem already, haven't we? Already we got mixture. And they sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, okay? And he's strengthened of God, that's why he's still there, because he had heard they'd been sick and was recovered. How come he wasn't concerned about him before? If he's already recovered, now's when it really comes on you. Until you begin a recovery process in your spiritual walk, no one cares about you. I'm talking about the harlot, the one that goes after the precious ones. You hear me? Until your mind has started to been restored, that thing isn't trying to destroy you. You're already destroyed. You're already living in death. But as soon as you get restored, what happens? Then the fire comes. Then it comes. Okay? And Hezekiah was glad of them for the gifts and the attention he was getting shown. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them. And literally it means he revealed to them, okay? The things that's in the house, the precious things, the silver. What's silver represent? Redemption. What's gold? God's nature. And the spices. That's part of the anointing. The anointing spices, like his body was anointed with so many pounds of spikenard and different spices and ointments and precious ointment, speaking of all the anointing, and all of the house of his armor. And who is his armor? Christ is the armor. Remember, put on the whole armor of Christ? Remember? The whole armor of God. And all that was found in his treasure, it should say in his storehouse. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah revealed not to them. Now there's a problem in that sentence. The word nothing. There's another word goes with it. It's in the writing, but they never showed it. Imagine that. You know what it says? It's the word 1697 in the Strong's. It's a Hebrew word, debar.
Word.
There was not a word. There was no word. Okay? There was no word that he didn't expose. Why is that important? They didn't understand the implication of that word. In Matthew 7, verse 6, do you know what it says? Does anybody remember what it says? Yes, a minute. I'll just turn it here. Do it the right way. We're not in any hurry.
7:6.
Yep. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Didn't he just do that? He revealed all of God's stuff to the heathens, the king of Babylon. Give not that which is holy to the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before the swine. That's religion. That's church folk. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. That's what religion does to you. And that's what he's telling you. This is New Testament stuff that he's talking about right here. He's showing you the same pattern. He gave it to the king of Babylon. Religious confusion, right? All that mixed up stuff. Okay, in verse 3 he goes on and says, then came Isaiah the prophet. Well, as soon as he messed up, well, when you messed up, God's got to send a prophet into your life to show you something. Well, that's okay. Because if you never make a mistake, you'll never change, will you? You'll never learn anything. He cared for you. He said he chastises or corrects those he loves, right? In Hebrews. Then came Isaiah the prophet to the king Hezekiah and said to him, what do these men say, and whom, and from where did they come from? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country. That ought to tell you something. From Babylon. See? What are you doing communicating? What fellowship does light have with darkness? See? What are you doing messing with them? There's no way that you're going to help them. I didn't send you to them. See? That's the church doing their own thing. Running all over the world. Sending missionaries all over the world. And the missionaries were getting killed and raped and everything in the world. Who sent them there? Yeah. They weren't sent there. They went on their own. Man sent them there. If God sent them there, they'd accomplish what they're supposed to do, wouldn't they? Because he provides for you, sets it all up, you have nothing to worry about. In verse 4, he goes on and says, then said he, what have they seen in your house? And Hezekiah answered or responded to him and said, all that is my house they have seen. There is nothing. There's those same words again. It should be, there is no word among my treasures that I have not showed them. So I've told them everything I know. I've told them everything.
Okay. Done that.
Yep. And you know what? It'll always get you in trouble.
Yep.
See? It'll always get you in trouble. So then the prophet says to him, to Hezekiah, hear, Shammah, hear with the hear positively with the intent, hear with the intent, hear, what is it? I can't even say the word now. Hear intelligently with the intent to respond positively to what you hear. Okay? The word of the Lord of the masses, not hosts. That word host, I don't like it. Doesn't tell me anything. But it says the masses. So he's the Lord of the masses. What is the mass?
The whole
of creation. He's the Lord of it all. Behold, the days come that all that is in your house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Behold, the days come. Because right now, they haven't truly walked in Passover or Pentecost or Tabernacles, have they? They might have been putting shadows and types down, but he's trying to tell us something. This is the same pattern. Days. How many? It has to be at least that many, doesn't it? In the first 2 days, guess what you're going to get carried away to? Babylon. First 2 days you live in Babylon. You stay there, that confusion by mixing religion and some of the truth and some of it's not true and all this doctrines and all the stuff the church has come up with that's not in this book. Okay? And I have no issue with preaching something that's not in the book as long as you've already preached all the book. And I don't know anybody that's preached all the book yet. So I still have an issue there. Okay? So as long as we stay in those first 2 days in Passover and Pentecost, we're in Babylon. And we know that's that religious confusion. We're never going to get it right. And a double-minded man is unstable in how many of his ways?
All of them.
So I've got to, this should be our goal, to make sure you don't have to ask nobody, because you're going to be the first one to know when you step into that peace of God. You'll be the first one to know it. See, you want to come to Tabernacles. You want to come to that third day experience. Okay? And again, it says what? Right after Babylon. What's that next word?
Nothing.
There again, same words. No word shall be left. So, oh my God. As long as you're in Babylon, what did he say there was?
No word.
There's no word. It's letter of the word. It's death. Man, that little word, that one little word that got hid there in those three places changes the whole picture. And they hid it. It's there. You can look in your Strong's. It's there. The bar is right there. And they just act like it's not there. They just glaze over it. Okay? There be no word shall be left, says the Lord. If God says there's no word, then how much word's there? It's as clear as it can be to me. And of your sons that shall issue from you, and he said, you're going to produce some fruit, which you shall beget, shall they take away. Religion's going to take whatever fruit you got and ruin it. Just kind of like in poisonous stinking berries, we said religion brought forth in Isaiah 5. Okay? He said, they're going to take them away. That's religion. Babylon's going to take them. And they shall be eunuchs. Y'all know what a eunuch is? You know what the word eunuch really means? To castrate. We know what castrate means. So they're going to take away your ability to reproduce. In Passover and Pentecost, you have no ability to reproduce until you come to that other day, to Tabernacle. You don't have the ability to reproduce. We think we do because someone told us we did. But you know what? When I became of age as a natural man to reproduce, no one had to tell me that I could reproduce. Did you? It's a natural thing. I know when I got there, I was the first one to know about it. I promise you. I was the first one to know I could reproduce. It's the same with anybody else. Whether male or female, you're the first one to know you can reproduce, aren't you? See? But we rely on someone to tell us about it rather than trusting that spirit within you to take you to that place and lead you and teach you. Didn't Jesus say he'll call all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said to you? We got to learn to trust that spirit within us, not about a group of people getting together and all agreeing on something. You got to learn to trust yourself. And you know, God may not tell you to do the same thing he tells me to do. That's okay, because you're not me. That's easy. We're all individuals. We're unique. And we're all going to operate. We still have that same thrust, but we all have got a little bit different goal, a little bit different journey to take, because it's special for each one of us.
We're not eunuchs, we're unique.
We're not eunuchs, we're unique. There you go. Absolutely.
That's your new Facebook
story. Yeah. You know, the church has always thought we're weirdos because it says that we're a peculiar people. But that word peculiar in the Bible is not peculiar. It should be special. We're a special people. See, that's what it should say. But anyway, they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. There's the church system. Your sons and daughters, you beget everything you do. You go out and try to get people saved and gather them into the church, and all they're going to do is make eunuchs out of them. They're not going to be able to reproduce anything because they're still sitting in Babylon. You got to leave Babylon. Didn't he say, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing? The church is the unclean thing. It's polluted. It's mixed.
It's the carrier.
So then Hezekiah, now he's realizing something. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which you have spoken. And he said, moreover, because there shall be rest, it's good because there will be peace and rest in my days. See, he knew God wasn't trying to do anything in his life. He was a shadow and a type. I think he had a little insight there. The days will come. It's going to happen somewhere down the road. It'll be there, but not now. So he said, my days are going to be at rest. I've done what I'm supposed to be doing. And see, Hezekiah was a king chosen by God. That's why he was there. But you know what? He wasn't meant to do everything. He was meant to do a specific thing for God to set his patterns. And that's what he did. See, we're not all to come to that total completeness, are we? There's ones that God wants for completeness. If there wasn't a negative, how could we have a completeness? You have to have positive and negative to make the complete circuit. We got to have them. How many years ago was it when I preached a message about every Christ must have a Judas? Years and years ago. We have to have that negative in our life to complete the circuit.
About
10, 11 years ago. I don't know. Thousands of years ago. That's what you said, wasn't it?
I was in 2006.
Oh. Okay.
Now, did this happen? Huh?
What'd you say, Lisa?
I
said,
going back 2006 in was a pretty good year for me.
Okay.
Did this happen because of what Hezekiah had done?
Yes, but he set it up that way. God wanted it that way. See, God put in his heart to do the things he did. Just like Pharaoh. Pharaoh would never have done the things he did if God hadn't hardened his heart, would he? So God put it in Hezekiah's heart to do these things, to set these patterns. Do you remember what Paul wrote in the New Covenant? He said, everything that was written back then, everything that happened to him, was written for our learning and instruction. See? So God had this happen the way it happened, just like Adam did what he did in the garden. He did exactly what he was wanted, what God wanted him to do. If we could do anything other than what God wants us to do, wouldn't we be the gods? If I could change God's plans, wouldn't I be the boss? Mm-hmm. And I know that can't happen. So whatever I do, whatever you do, it's still what God wants done. And religious people cannot get that through their mind, that God has things done like that. What does it say in Jeremiah? Shall trumpet be blown, or Amos? Shall trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and I, the Lord, has not done it? Well, that sure kicks them in the teeth with their doctrines, don't it? See, God has things to get done. What about God telling the prophets in the Old Testament to violate the law? Hosea, was it? He told him to marry a prostitute and have children. There's all kinds of things like that. If they really pay attention, most of them don't, we know that. But if you pay attention, God's telling them to do whatever's necessary. The law was for man, not for God. God's not restricted by law, is he? It was written for us. And the law was just to keep us in line until the time God has called us. What do you say? Galatians 4. We're all under tutors and governors until the time appointed to the Father. It's okay. It's up to him. And in Hebrews he said, we'll get beyond the elementary principles if God permits.
If.
It's not our choice, is it? We've got to understand that it's about God's timing. And if we realize that everything's in his hands, and would anybody disagree that God's in control of all things?
I thank him for a bit.
I thank God for it. Now I can be anxious for what? If I say it enough, maybe y'all going to believe it. I already believe it. I know he is. I'll sit back and watch it and just shake my head sometimes and I can't believe. I could never in my mind conceive the things that he does and the way he does it. His ways are up here.
Yes.
They're above us a little bit and we're just... It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
Any questions, comments, rocks to throw, we take them.